I don't know. I have no idea. That's why I wish I would have followed it more.
Well, that's what they said. Now there's all these pushes to have Cayley's Law, where they want to make it a felony if, you know, your child goes missing and you don't report it in a certain smaller, much smaller period of time.
Yeah, but what's that?
What do you mean, what's that?
What's that period of time?
Only 31 days.
No, I know, I realize that.
I mean, would it be 24, 48 hours? Who knows? I mean, it has to be 24, right? Or is that a smaller amount of time when it's a child involved?
Yeah, that I don't know. That I have no idea.
Yeah, and then you see her, I mean, no, it's just...
You know what my push is? Professional. I still want professional jurors.
That's like Pat Brown's big push.
Her big push is for professional jurors, where that's your job.
Oh.
You get trained, and that's your gig. And you don't do it, I mean, that's not like full-time, but like you do it for a year.
Oh.
So you get like your sabbatical from work, or 6 months, and you are a professional juror for 6 months, or for a year. I'd love that. Yeah, oh, I'd sign up for that in a second.
I don't think many employers would go for that.
Well, if it was a law, they'd have no choice.
Yeah.
Oh, I would do that in a second. Wouldn't you be a professional juror? I think it'd be great.
No, I'd be a terrible juror. This case has proven that I would look to convict based on emotion. Diane,
yeah, but if you sat in there every day and paid attention, and that's the problem. None of us did.
Well, they said too is like we've seen so much more than the jury has. You know,
yeah, and should.
Although I mean,
the jury doesn't need to watch Nancy Grace.
Yeah, I know, but the fact that they knew, because everybody knew that she didn't report it for 31 days, and it's like, and unless the people were living under a rock. Or were able to completely say, well, that wasn't brought up, so I can't consider that. I don't know how you put that out of your mind.
Well, I mean, but...
Because I'd be sitting there going, slut, guilty, you know?
Is it against the law?
What?
To not report it?
Doesn't matter. I made up my mind before I walked in that room.
And see, then you
couldn't
be a juror.
That's why I would be a bad juror.
That's why Diane sentenced that guy who was like petty larceny for 18
broke
years.
Into a jewelry store, and that was like his eighth conviction.
Well, you can't. Yeah,
double jeopardy.
You can't.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I like the Chaney Mason guy in the bar after they were, you know, popping champagne after the... not guilty. But did
after the verdict?
One? Yeah, the one who flipped off the camera.
Yeah, but that if it's not against the law, you can't go after somebody for that. That's why I'd be a good professional juror. I really would.
I would not.
Oh, I'd be a great professional juror. You don't think you'd be a good one?
No.
Oh, you'd get too wrapped up emotionally?
Yeah, no, she would be right now counting the days until execution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you got to be like me.
Oh, I don't get the sentence also? Oh. All right.
You got to be like me. You got to be able to separate it all out. You got to lay it all out in front of you.
It's like Pat Brown, one of her arguments for professional jury system is that, you know, it's a jury of your peers. That's kind of the basis, the origin
right.
of the idea of trial by jury.
Sure.
But would you have your peers making medical decisions for you? No, you go to experts for that kind of stuff. So these situations should be handled by
experts. Pros, like me. I'd be a good professional juror.
I said there was a 60-year-old woman who called her boss, quit her job, and left town because of death threats.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know the other part that was amazing to me? Did you see all the people that, traveled? I mean, obviously it was a big media circus.
Oh, yeah.
But people that traveled from around the country just to be outside the courtroom?
Or be inside for those
Oh, yeah, just to try
seats.
To get in?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable to me. Like, people who are spending thousands and thousands of dollars. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot, what's up, class?
Hey, what's going on, dude? What's up, dude?
Hey there. Oh, there's so many things with this case that are just, I don't know, it's a really bad reflection on America. If you will let me vent a little bit, those people outside the courtroom, I guarantee you every one of them throws away all of the Have You Seen Me flyers that come in their bulk mail all the time.
Right.
And they're just out there for the sensationalism of it. I mean, there's people want to hang this jury, no pun intended, for what they're bringing their verdict back, but the prosecution really did mess up that case. They presented the wrong charges,
right,
without the right evidence. And so, you know, people want to fault the jurors. They really shouldn't. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, and that would be my question. Is like, everybody's pissed off at the jury for what they did. Did they really do anything wrong?
There was no cause of death. There was no motive explicit. There was no time of death. How can you do a murder one on something like that? I mean...
Guilty. Guilty. Andrew, I made my decision like that. It took 2 seconds.
And there was, and for the jury, there was no option for anything less, correct?
There were some charges. They aggravated child abuse. But see, the charges they had were charges that they could not prove.
Right.
They should have done, like, negligence of a child, more of the lying to the authorities, more of the tampering with evidence, more of the, you know, if you play those cards right, you can easily get someone on multiple counts that stack up to, like, 25, 30, 35 years or
right.
more of time. Instead, they went for this political grandstanding of, you know, trying to make it sensationalized, and...
Hey, and didn't Dad have no idea that the molestation defense was coming up?
I can't speak to that, man. I don't know. The whole...
It's not like I just accused you.
All right, dude. My coworkers dragged me into it.
Oh,
and I was
I'm
like,
so mad at myself for not paying attention. I am so mad at myself. But I bitched about it the whole time.
There were people screaming
believe.
In my office when that verdict got handed down. And I'm like, why do you care? The girl's already dead. There's no justice for anyone here. I mean, I don't know. People should think locally more.
Yep. Hey, did you, Andrew, did you see my painting online? I drew Kaylee in the arms of Jesus.
But, hey, the band Gol Bordello's got a good fraying for it. Think locally, F globally. So.
Okay, there you go. That's what I'm
there
following.
You go.
I got that shirt
right.
going.
Hey, Penzic's coming up, E-Dog.
Oh, very good. Keep me up to date.
I will.
All right, later, dude.
Well, I also didn't watch and saw the verdict, but and then obviously read post.
Afterwards, right.
Case, yeah. Didn't they say or make reference to that the lead prosecutor acted like a child the entire time?
Oh,
like, when he was like rolling his eyes.
Rolling his eyes.
Shaking his head.
Yeah.
And kept doing the...
Which, you've been to court a few times, isn't the one piece of advice, no matter if you're a spectator or part of the defense or the prosecution or a jury, isn't it to just keep a
no smile,
straight face?
No frown,
nope.
Don't roll your eyes.
Don't say hi to your boo.
Don't grit your teeth. Don't even long blink at the wrong time.
And
like, if your eyes start watering, not crying, but like, if you're... I don't blink a lot, so my eyes get watery at times. Don't find the inopportune time to, like, wipe your eyes.
Oh.
Don't yawn. Like, you get all of that. Yeah, and the guy's in there going...
mm-hmm.
And he's mouthing stuff.
Well, that's what they said, too, about Casey Anthony shows up the next day with her hair all down, and she's, like, winking at her attorneys and stuff. I'm like, man, you are not endearing yourself to people.
Oh, you're right. Now she should be worried about endearing herself. Everybody wants her dead anyway.
I know, but just the whole...
In my head, I'm booking Alanis for the movie. That's all I could think is like, man, that is Alanis Morissette.
Well, now they said that there's a bunch of, you know, fearing more backlash, like the people who were, I guess, offering her interview deals or like, the porn deal or whatever. That now people are backing off.
Oh, that she wouldn't get any, that she wouldn't get any money?
Well, yeah, because that's what everybody said immediately afterwards. It's like, this good chick's going to become a millionaire off of this. And then people are, oh, well, I won't read that book. I would. I'd read it.
What, read her book?
Yeah, of course I
would. Full of lies!
Well, she's never going to. That's the thing, though. She would never admit to doing anything, so her book would be kind of a waste of time.
Yeah, I mean, you already know what it is. She didn't do anything.
Right.
I mean, she'll explain that, you know, but she'll just reemphasize that for, you know, whatever happened for those 31 days.
And then I made up the nanny and, you know.
But she's not going to come out and say, oh, that nanny's suing her, by the way.
Yeah.
I do like that. She got to give a deposition. But it's not like she's going to write a book and come out and go, well, I did it.
Yeah.
So, like, that's not going to happen.
No, but what was OJ's if I did it? Right?
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's going to be her thing. Oh, she's my new OJ.
Yes.
innocent woman.
Oh, you haven't seen the picture of the two of them together?
Oh, no, that I haven't seen. Oh, is it on a t-shirt? I gotta get that.
It's right next to the picture of Kate Middleton's cheek.
Oh. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot. You have to give her defense attorney mad props. He graduated from law school and got licensed in 2006. I've been licensed since 2007, and I don't think I can handle a murder trial like that.
Oh, so you don't think you wouldn't? Well, note to self, if I ever get framed for a crime I didn't commit, I ain't calling you.
Yeah, don't call me.
Really? So let me ask you this. Did you follow the case?
Not very closely. My dad was a prosecutor for a number of years, so I kind of casually followed it. I don't think the prosecution did as bad a job as everyone said they did.
Right.
I think that it was a tough case because it was largely circumstantial.
Right.
But hey, I think
let me ask you this, because everybody wants to say the jury effed up and came back with the wrong decision. The prosecutor put on a horrible case. They presented the wrong charges. Let me just ask this. And again, I didn't follow every day, so I don't know. I'm just asking. Any chance she just didn't do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right? I mean, there's a chance she's completely innocent.
The theory that she drowned in a swimming pool accidentally and then Casey panicked and disposed of the body?
Whatever. But I'm just saying, she didn't do anything. She caused no harm.
It's possible. I mean...
Yeah. So she'll get out that Sunday as a completely innocent woman and everybody's all fired up and angry for no reason.
It's possible.
Yeah, thank you.
I think that the defense attorney's closing argument is what won the case. I mean, he basically pointed out to the jury... You might hate my client. She might be a slut. She might be a party girl. She might be the worst mother on the face of the earth. But that doesn't make her a murderer.
Guilty. The other jurors would have hated me. Because I would have heard, I liked with the prosecution, obviously. Like she's mentioned on the phone. And,
right.
And we've talked about is getting criticized or has been criticized. I loved his line at the end where he said, who takes an accident and makes it look like a murder?
That's a good point.
Guilty. Easily influenced.
All right, let me do this. Hey, thank you very much. I got a bunch of people on hold. Please don't go anywhere. One quick break. I get into some more phone calls.
Elliot in the Morning is Elliot, Diane, Tyler, Kaylee, and Flounder. Elliot in the Morning.
By the way, we'll try calling Abby Wambach in Germany about 20 minutes from now. Jeff Halpern, 9 o'clock. And then Seth, our buddy from IMP, Virgin Mobile Free Fest. Get in all those details a little bit later on, about an hour from now. Talking Casey Anthony, line 3. Hi, who's this?
Good morning, this is Yvonne.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Elliot, I have a real concern with your logic that there's a possibility that Casey Anthony didn't kill her kids. Sure, there's a possibility that O.J. Simpson didn't kill Nicole Brown and Ryan Goldman. However...
Found not guilty, by the way.
Logically, Casey Anthony was the last person... in possession of Kaylee.
Right.
And number two, she ended up triple trash bagged in the woods with duct tape over her mouth. That is not an accident by any stretch of the imagination. Unfortunately, the jurors were wrong because the defense kept hammering out reasonable doubt. But what we forgot to instruct them on was that reasonable doubt isn't some... green man story or any other unreasonable or illogical explanation. It is when there is some factual basis for a reasonable doubt. There was none.
So the problem is that juries don't understand what reasonable doubt is. Juries want to be, and I do get this. Juries want to be 100% certain before they say, you know what, we want to find somebody guilty.
But except for you cannot always have.
Yeah, no.
I
understand
reasonable.
That. I understand that. No, uh-huh. You can't. Unless there's a confession, you can't. Or that those 12 people are there and they see it. I understand that. So, but that's what you're saying. That's where the problem lies for you, is that juries don't understand. That's why I want to get back to having professional jurors. That's why I want to be one. I could totally make that leap.
Yeah, well, the jurors were not very knowledgeable also. They took into account that it was the death penalty, which was wrong. That was not according to what they were instructed to do. And so they broke the rules on so many occasions in coming to this not guilty verdict that it is just, it's a travesty.
I'll tell you, though, these jurors did get one of my fantasies, though.
Yeah.
Case where they're sequestered.
I don't have any fantasies about them at all. So.
Oh, you're mad? You're mad at the jurors?
No, I think they're pathetic. I'm not mad at them because it doesn't affect my life in any way, shape, or form. And Casey Anthony's going to have her own hell to live through, just like O.J. Simpson did. I mean, and she's probably going to have it worse than he did because she doesn't have the money that he does. And she's not going to make millions of dollars either because, number one, she's going to have to pay back the millions of dollars that she cost,
Does she have to pay that back? Do we know that? Does she have to pay that back?
Ron Goldman's family hounded O.J. Simpson, and they took him to court for every dime that
he
made.
Yeah, but they did win a wrongful death suit, a civil suit. They won death civil suit against him. But does Casey Anthony have to pay any of that back?
I mean, I know that the court, it was petitioned for
right.
in court. I don't know what the outcome was.
Because I'll tell you what my answer to that would be. I'm sorry, I don't think innocent people have to pay anything, do we? That'd be my argument.
Yeah, but it's still work performed by Jose Baez's office.
Not my problem. I mean, that would be my argument. I don't know if she does have to pay it back. The only thing that I think I saw that she's got to pay is I think that she owes back taxes that she didn't pay while she was in jail. So I think she owes some kind of tax or something while she was incarcerated.
Really? It's not like she was making, or are they talking about the money that
from
she made
before?
Oh, I see.
That she went in and then interest on top of that. I think that's what I had read, or that's my understanding of what she has to pay. But that's how I would come out. I don't think I did anything. Now y'all need to hire me some security, and I'll be needing a place to stay. Mm-hmm. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi.
Yeah, hi, real quick.
Okay. First off, the state of Florida is going after Casey Anthony because they're able to prove she lied about the nanny, and they sent investigators to Mexico trying to find the nanny and the baby.
Okay.
So they are going to try to sue her to get that money back.
Okay.
I also had an article, because I followed this case from the day that little girl, it broke, she was missing on CNN. One of the jurors said, like, the juror doesn't think she's innocent. They know she's involved. Based off what the judge told them and how they're supposed to, with the charges and everything, they couldn't convict for man one or whatever. If they had used lesser charges, they would have been able to use that with the evidence they were given. And then there's an article published that said that she could be released anytime from midnight last night throughout the next week.
Oh, so that's how they're throwing everybody off. So she could pop out tomorrow and nobody would know.
No, chances are she got out at midnight last night.
Oh, and she's running around the streets of Florida?
Even though they said it was going to be Sunday.
Oh, she's running around Ybor City right now. Just running around going nuts. All right, so we'll continue to follow. She's out, trust me. Somebody know. Yes, Tyler.
Can I leave you with one thought that'll make you think today?
All right, here we go.
How much did the judge look like Ed Cole?
Totally. All right, let me take a quick break. We'll switch it all up. We'll get into something else next. Smell my face.